Thank you all for coming. Today is the 12th of August. And wow, I can't believe this year's, you know, I say that every week. Every time I say the date, I'm always amazed at how much time has gone by this year and how quickly it's gone. But the opener for today is regarding the new phones coming out and my concern about Siri. They're making Siri way more potent than it used to be. However, it comes with a caveat. It may come to, and I don't know if this is actually true. I've just heard rumors about them charging a subscription to use Siri. It's free up to a point, and then depending on how heavily you use Siri, they may charge for the usage of it. And I thought, I totally do not like that idea. So I don't know if there's an opt-out option in that, but I hope there will be. So anyway, that's my opener. Okay, Hank said he's got groceries going, so he'll be hanging around. So anyway, that's what I have for the opener. So I'm going to open up the floor and see what you guys have to bring to the table.
Speaking of Siri, I don't know if anybody else has noticed. I don't know if anybody else has a 17E besides me, but I have noticed that Siri, I don't know whether it's the newer version of iOS, but when I dictate either in, well, mostly in messages, but even if I ask her a question or something like that, she'll stop in the middle of what I'm saying, and I haven't paused at all. And she'll only record like half of what I say. So it just doesn't work as well as it used to in the dictation mode. I don't know why. When I go into the app itself and use the dictation mode, like if I type an email or if I do a Facebook message or whatever, the band that I'm in, that's the way we communicate, is through Facebook Messenger. That works fine. But when I try to use Siri to dictate, I have a heck of a time.
You know, I'm wondering, because I've noticed this too with Siri, that you have to hold down the button longer to get things to work. If you hold it down and just click it quick, it won't shut off. So I'm wondering what they're doing with it. And it sounds similar to what the problem you're having is.
Well, I still have the little 14 Pro, and I haven't noticed any issues with dictation, but I don't use dictation in Siri in that way. It generally, if I want to dictate something, I'll either be in the mail app or the message app. I rarely use Siri for that.
Well, even like when I do, because Terry and I do audio messages a lot. And so I'll be talking the audio message, and you know how, like, when you say, you know, hey, and then you say, you know, that her name, and it gives you the little signal that it started listening. Well, I'll be talking along, and all of a sudden it'll give me the I'm finished listening signal. And then it just like clicks off on me. And I don't get it, because I've looked in all the settings. I've got the length of, you know, whatever you want to call it, as long as I can possibly have it.
Like I said, I don't use Siri in that way. I don't understand why it would be cutting you off like that, unless it's limited to how much time you can make an audio message, which totally does not make sense. Does anybody else have that experience?
Yes, it won't let you record over a minute.
Yeah, but this happens way, way shorter than that. Sometimes it's within like 10 or 15 seconds.
Oh, that's not good.
So did you try to say, Siri, continue recording message?
I think you can do what I was going to say something else, what Cheryl just said. I think you can add to it. I'm not sure. And I think there's a setting. Don't quote me on this. But I think you can change the Siri delay time or something, how long it listens for.
Yeah, I've already done that. I've already set that up for as long as it can possibly be. Because there's like long, medium, and short. And I've got it on long.
I could be wrong, but I don't think you can add to an audio message. I know you can with a text, but I'm not sure. Never tried.
No, you can't. It won't let you do that.
Like I said, I don't do audio message very much. I'm not sure what the solution. Have you tried any of the iPhone group?
No, I have not. But it, you know, just be interesting to know, because this phone is a little quirky. Like I've described before, the issue that I have with the A-Lady app. And it would be interesting to know if anybody else has the same quirks on their 17E.
I wonder if there's some kind of weird setting that is so obscure that you wouldn't even think about it, that it's causing issues.
Well, and I mean, this might be a dumb thing, but it might be the 17 hardware specs-wise is probably set up more for the 27 that's coming up. So I'll be curious to see what happens with 27 and that whole having to pay for Siri. That's a bunch of crap.
What was I going to say? It sounds like if I heard, because I was doing the grocery thing, so I heard part of your thing, is that you're not really hesitating. Because I know with text messages, when you hesitate a little bit, it cuts you off, and I'm like, then I got to like think of what I'm going to say, and I redo it, and I, you know, it's like, hey there, period. What are you doing, period? How are you? You know, it's like no hesitation after the periods. And the Siri, the new Siri, yeah, I think the high-end Siri is supposed to be subscription, but most of it is still going to work normally. I think kind of like the Alexa and Alexa Plus. Oops, sorry if I set anybody's off.
Mar, I just thought of something now. I don't know how you do yours, but what I do, I hold the button and say, send a voice message to Marlene Nord. And I keep it held in until I get done saying the message. And then I let up. I wonder if you're just saying, like, send a message to Terry Borden. And then you start talking and then it cuts you off. Maybe some difference there.
Ooh, that's a really good suggestion. Try that, Mara. Next time you send an audio message, hold that Siri button down.
When you put, because I know if you hold it too far, too long, the phone will go off. But if you hear the Siri tone, you know, the listening tone, then you start talking and you just keep holding. I'm going to try that, Terry. Let's see if it works. So you guys just carry on.
Yeah, just hold it down. Say, send a voice message to Terry Burr. Send an audio message to Terry Borden. And continue holding it down. Don't let up at all until you're done with your message. And then I'll say, send it to Terry. And then you say yes.
I'm going to try that as well. I know it works with text messages because I've done that to avoid the cutoff. But doesn't it need to start recording? I'm going to try it right now as well.
Well, I know I've never done audio messages, but
in sending text, I'll say send a text to Marlene, and then I hold the button away. I let up on the button. It'll say, what do you want to say to Marlene? And you wait for that prompt, and then you, I think you hold it, push it back in again. Now I can't remember. You just do it. Interesting.
Well, once it says, what do you want to say to Mar, you can start talking then. But that's where Mar's having the problem. I think it cuts her off. But if you continue holding it down right after you say, send it to Marlene, and don't let up until you're finished, it seems to hold it. But you still can't do it over a minute with audio text. It'll get an error.
Well, that's interesting. I've never done it that way. I've always just said, send a message to so-and-so, and what would you like to say? Say my message. It repeats it, and I say, go ahead.
And I have had it where I've wanted to say more than it does, and it cuts me off. But I used to have a problem with this where I would say add, and then it would add the rest of my message and then go back and read the whole thing, what I said first and then what I added, and it's all in the right order. So I kind of thought a lot of those problems got fixed, because that used to be difficult and it would cut you off too quick. And then when you wanted to add, it would not leave the first part of your message on. It would just put the message, the added part. I get confused when you're talking about Siri. Now, I don't have mine set for Hey Siri. When you are sending a text, or when you're saying like to open, you hold the button in and say open mail. Is that Siri, or is that just a voiceover function? And they start charging subscriptions for doing little things like that, that's going to be crazy.
No, like I said, I don't think they're going to do subscriptions for that. It's more like the ChatGPT, the high functioning create emails. I don't know, some fancier stuff that the phone will be able to do. At least that's what I'm assuming. I don't think they'll take away Siri from everybody. They'll lose a lot of people. I did try holding the button. I did it twice. The first time I thought I did it wrong, or it started recording when I was done. Because I held the button, I said, send voice message to Cheryl, and I started talking, then it says, send to Cheryl, and I thought it was starting to record, so I canceled it. The second time, it was only 7 seconds, but I held the button, send voice message to Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl, this is a test of the voice messaging system, blah, 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 blah. I unkeyed, sent to Cheryl. Then I just responded yes when I heard the tone and said send it. And then I went into the text message, and there it was. I clicked on it, and it was exactly what I messaged to her.
Well, when I hold the button down and say send audio message to Terry Borden, if I keep holding the button down, it doesn't do anything. It just sits there until I release the button.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is when I got that audio message from Hank, it reads a transcript of the message, and I can listen to it as well. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I thought that was cool, because I could also hear the transcription, and then I clicked on it. Martin, what happens, which they should do something, but I think it's the same with a text message. Yeah, it sounds like it's just sitting there. So the second time I tried it, I said, let me just try it. So I pressed and held the button, sent a voice message to Cheryl, waited like half a second, and then I just started saying nothing happened. You don't hear a tone, nothing. It sounds like nothing's happening. But you just say what you want to say. When you let go, it'll say send to Terry, and it beeps, and then you just say yes. Okay, and then she'll send it, and then it'll be there. So there's no tone to let you know it's recording. It's a little weird, but it works.
Yeah, you leave it down from the beginning to you're done. Like send the message, hold it down, send the message to Terry. And we'll go with a whole message. Just make sure it's not over a minute. And then let up, and like he just said, it'll say, send a message to Terry, you go, yeah. it should work. But you have to let up in order for it to say send a message to Terry.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Thanks for letting me know that there's no audio feedback there, because I was afraid that something was screwy. I'll try it again.
I don't know if I've been doing this wrong all the time or not, but I never use the button to use Siri. I just say, Siri, send a text message to so-and-so, and she says, what do you want to say? And I say it, and she sends it. I've never used the button that activates Siri.
Answer is typing.
Correct. You can do it that way, but with the voice message, it says she's cutting her off. I say Cheryl's typing to me, but let me do a quick demo. So I'm going to press and hold the power button. Send voice message to Cheryl Spencer. This is test number two. Hope this works.
Send it to Cheryl.
Yes.
It's sent.
Okay, and I'm still in the text message of her voice message.
Cheryl Spencer is hyping. Red 3:18 p.m. Your message. Audio message. 3:18 p.m. 3 seconds. This is test number two. Hope this works. Button.
See, and there it is. That was the transcription you heard. If I double tap on it. This is test number two. Hope this works. There you go.
Okay, I went into messages and I'm still recording. There is, when you get to your messages, there's a place where it says add. And it brings up one of the options is audio. If you double tap on that, let's see how long they've been recording. 1 minute, 11 seconds is recording. So that's possibly an option for sending, but I'm not using Siri. I'm just using the message app, so that you might want to consider that if you have a longer than a 1 minute message to send, like what I'm doing now. It's weird. Okay. It says 1 minute, 35 seconds, and there's a stop button there. So I'm just, you know, it's not cut me off yet. I think that you can just record as long as you want. 1 minute, 51 seconds, and I'll continue recording.
Okay. Now, if somebody, like my stepson, he can record for 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever. But it will keep recording, but mine won't let it play over 1 minute. Then I have to go into message itself. If I say, hey Siri, play message, it'll play up to 1 minute. If I want to hear the rest of the message, I have to go into my messages and click on it there. And then it'll play for 2 minutes or however long he sent the message for, if that helps him.
Yeah, I'm still recording. So it makes sense. You just, you know, if you want to, Siri is not that great for, it's meant as a shortcut tool. I don't think it's meant to do all that audio recording, but it's still recording. So I think it's at 3 minutes, so I'll go ahead and stop. I think you're going to be the recipient of this, Hank. I'm not sure.
Okay, I just got one from Mari. If I can find my phone.
Okay, I'll see if how much time I get on it. I normally go into messages, listen to it. It might come up as a notification, but your message is already open. I need to step away for a minute, but I am still have my headset on and listening. I just can't key up.
Three.
Read message.
Marlene said,
hi there, Terry. I am trying this out now to see if I can continue to talk and not get cut off like I was. If so, that would certainly be a whole lot nicer.
Would you like to reply?
Well, it sounds like it went through. Did you mean to make it longer than that?
It was as long as I wanted to make it. And as long as I kept holding that button down, it did not cut me off. So that's really good to know.
Well, yeehaw, that's great.
Believe me, I do audio all the time, so I kind of learned a little tricks to it. But a lot of times if my stepson sends me a message, and he kind of watches the time because he can see the screen. counting up. And when it gets to just about a minute, sometimes you let up, you know, then you tell it to send another message to Terry, voice message to Terry, and he just keeps on going. So I get one message right after the other real quickly.
Well, you could also go into your messages and look for his name and then double tap on the audio and just hear it at one time.
I have actually never accessed audio messages from the message app. Is that pretty easy? Does the recording show up pretty easily?
Well, when I went in there, I don't use it that often because I'd rather just type what I'm going to say. When I was sending it to Hank, I went through messages. You go to the end and it says add, double tap there, and audio is pretty close to the beginning. And when you double tap that audio, it's recording.
I know Facebook message also has the option to record an audio message.
Yeah, and a Facebook Messenger, don't you have to hold your button or double tap and hold and then let up when you're done? I can't remember.
At one time you did. I don't think you have to now.
Been a long time since I've used it.
Yeah, I don't usually record on there. Our band does messages that way, and I just dictate them. But I did send one to a friend of mine who just had her 90th birthday, and I did send an audio message to her. And if I remember correctly, I don't think I had to hold the button down. I think I just started it and recorded it and then stopped it when I was done.
Okay, I guess on the older phones, I just looked into my messages as if I were going to send something to someone. And you can dictate a message, but it doesn't look like you can send an actual audio message. At least I don't see it.
Does it have like an add? It looks like an add button or just says add? Double tap there and see if other options come up.
You still have the 2020 SE, right, Chris?
No, I have a 13.
Oh, the 13. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I know the 2020 SE did have the record an audio message option, but the 13 may not.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the 13 does. So they put it in different places. Now, this is another thing that annoys me about the message app. So if somebody sends you a picture and you want Be My Eyes to describe it. You open the picture, you look for the share button, and then, you know, you got to share to all these things. And Be My Eyes used to be in that group. But it's not anymore.
Yeah, that's where it is under add. And then it's got photos and stickers and audio and all sorts of choices there. So yeah, I have it. I've just never used it. I dictate messages, but I've never sent an actual audio one. That's interesting.
So now you can, or you know where to find the button, but be aware, once you double tap that audio button, it is recording.
I am still having issues with when I get an email with an attachment and I try to get it and the email has come through because, you know, my email's messed up. Some of it comes on my phone. Some of it comes on my computer. I don't have any problem when it's coming through on my computer, but getting at it and opening it and then it'll say download it's like, where is it downloading to? Sometimes I get it to work and sometimes I don't. A lot of times I just forward it over so that it'll go to my computer and open it that way. I mean, that whole thing has been crazy for me.
I get the occasional attachment, and what I do is look, usually it's down toward the bottom of the message, and it'll be like a .txt or something like that. You double tap on that, and generally it will open it at that point.
Okay, I kind of see it up at the top of the screen where you have all your, you know, message from subject, and then it'll say the word attachment. And I think sometimes I've double tapped on that and then tried to see, okay, all right, where is it? Where did it, and it might say downloading or some, you know, it's I don't know. I haven't played with it enough. I get mad and I get it to send over to my, so I can open it in my computer in the end. But some of the PDF files that I'm getting as attachments read a lot better with my phone than they do with my computer. And so that's why I've been really wanting to do it on my phone, because they're using a different PDF format or something where it is looking better on the phone than it does on the computer.
Yeah, it will say attachment around the body of the message or the around the subject of the message, but that's not really a link. It's not going to do anything. It just basically lets you know there was an attachment in the email. So you would go past the salutation and the things like that. And it's usually right at the bottom or near the bottom of the message.
So near the bottom, is the attachment already open, or do you, that's where you open it at after the body of the, because like in my email, you get the, well, on my computer, it puts me in the body of the email. It's like, you know, I'll just give an example. Hey, Hank, here's an attached set list for, you know, Saturday's gig. And then I tab, well, I use Thunderbird, and then I have to hit on the attachment button. So in on the iPhone, you, there's a button after the body, or it's already open?
Terry, here is your reminder.
Take the garbage out, Terry. I'm doing mine tonight. It doesn't open it. You have to double tap where it says .txt or .exl or whatever it is that it the format is. I get my paycheck that way.
Hey, Allie, good to see you. We've been kind of worried about you. Mara, you probably get a message from me, I think. I went into the messages and I clicked your name, went over to where it says add. And once I clicked audio, I think it was recording. And but it didn't have a stop. And then if I flipped to the right, it said send. So I sent and it acted like it sent the whole bunch of junk to you anyway. So you might have a long message from me. I'm not sure.
I did see a stop button, and then once you stop it, then flick to the right once, and it says send. And hey, Allie, welcome in.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
It just said Q. That's all it said.
Oh, maybe I had to double tap and hold it or something. Okay.
No, you don't double tap. You just double tap it, and it's recording. Well, Hank hasn't gotten back to me on whether or not it came through or not.
Well, I got the 13 Pro Max, and I had to go in to Marlene's message, and then that's where I found the ad. And then it said audio, and I double-tapped that. And I did not see a stop. That's weird. Well, it sounds like it didn't record very long anyway.
All right. Well, I know Dennis was wanting to tell us about the different types of C-connected cords, and I'm kind of interested in that. So, Dennis, take it away.
Well, first of all, I'm not the end on the BL. I just got this information from This Week in iOS or This Week in Tech. So if you want more information, you probably have to go up there and, you know, read more about it. This is just kind of third hand, so it's not going to be a big discussion. When I read the article, what I found was interesting. The C connector is not a like USB, right? It there's USB A, B, C, and so forth, okay? That's just a connector type, Okay. So that USB-C is just a connector. You could run anything you want through it, data, power, video, whatever you want. It depends upon what manufacturer decides that they want to do. So when you buy a C2C, standard C2C connection, there are three types of cords. One is just power. Another one is power and data, and the third one is power, data, and video. And when you buy these cords, you have to look, you may want to look at the information. The impression that I got from listening to the guys on This Week in Tech was the power levels can be quite high, up to 240 watts. Well, of course, for an iPhone, that only uses like 5 or 6 watts of power, so you don't need something like that. So you can go cheaper. But if you're transferring data files back and forth, you'll need something with a data, with a data rate. Now, the data rates on all of these cords can be different. That's why you want to look at the specification. So you can get a C2C cord with data and power, but it only uses USB like 3 or something like that. So that was the impression that I got with the different cables. So you really want to look at the different specifications. There are different power specifications. Normally it's going to be a 20 or 60 watt and then, 400 megabit data or something like that. But I found that real interesting. And I'll be honest, I could take questions about it, but like I said, I kind of got it third hand and I'm not the most, I just read the article and found it kind of interesting. So, and I was going to give you the model, the number of the article, but apparently I thought I'd saved it. But of course, I have my podcast to delete after a certain time and it went away.
It's interesting to note that I'll see cords are not created equal. That was very interesting.
Yeah. The most expensive is a brand called Thunderbolt. I think it's like a Thunderbolt 400 or something. And that does video as well. But I suspect those would be more, expensive cords. Now, if you're using, for an example, if you're going to run a sound card and move transfer equipment over, data back and forth through that C cord, you're going to want a higher quality C cord, but don't overspend, of course.
I have a bunch of C charging cords, and I charge my headset with it. I charge my microphones with it. And I didn't think there was a difference between the two. And there might not be with the ones that I have, but I found that interesting.
Sorry, I missed part of this again. Sorry, guys. But yeah, I think all C cords will do power, which I think is what he was saying. And some will do data, depending. Now, as far as the wattage goes, I think that most of them can handle most anything. It's the size of a block that'll give you either 5 watts, 7.5, 12, 15, 20, or 40 watts. And if there's any other variations, I might have missed some. But I think it's a block that controls like how much. But certain cords might be limited, too, as to how much they can handle. 40 watts is a lot to go through a cable also.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They come at 20 and 60. But you can, I guess the stand will handle up to 240 watts, which I thought it was only 100. But that's a lot of juice. That's a lot of power. So I suspect it's for, commercial servers and things like that.
Well, I have a Bluetooth headset, and when it was given to me as a gift, they also provided a charger. But one end goes into the wall, and one end has the little magnet on the end of it that you use to hook it up to the case that the Bluetooth headset is in. Now, I've never known whether I can take that. I've never tried to see if it would fit to take that magnet off or whatever to put it and try to charge my phone with that charger. I'll bet not.
I would not recommend it.
Nope, I want to either, especially if it's the wrong polarity. I'm always one of these guys, use what is meant for your device, unless you're absolutely sure. I have a whole bunch of USB A to C's that I know work, and I'm only running through power, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, it might be worth it sometime to take a look at that, the specifications on your cord. Like, I know the one that came with my the C to Lightning is so thin you wouldn't want to run any data through it or anything. So that's it. That, you know, because we Mar mentioned that, and I thought, well, you know, that's kind of interesting because I thought they were all created the same.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's something that going forward, because I still have a phone that uses the Lightning, but I know that eventually that will change.
Well, the higher tech man here, Hanker Dude, I have a question when we get a second. I was talking about adapters. I need to have a headphone adapter for my old Lightning port. And God, you can't find any that are decent. I bought two the other day and they fell apart right away.
Now, as adapters, let me say the Amazon Basics makes pretty good cords. I've used them before. They come braided. The new iPhone C2C cable that came with my 17 is a braided cord as well, meaning it feels like it's got a cloth around the outside. That's what they call the braided ones. An adapter. So are you going Lightning to C, or because the only ones I've really used was back when it was Lightning to 3.5 millimeter for a headset.
Yeah, Lightning to a headset, but then it also has the Lightning adapter on it so I can run power because I like to listen to it music for hours at a time. And what's interesting is I have a Balkan, which is almost a sound card because it has to have data through it. And then the ones that I just picked up just are a throughput, meaning as it runs directly from the amplifier of the iPhone, which I thought was interesting because one I can use the microphone on, which is the sound card one, and the other one I can't.
Yeah, some of them sounds like the Belkin has a built-in DAC, DAC, digital audio converter, digital analog converter.
Yeah, that's what it does. And I wanted to get another one like that, but I couldn't find any. All of them were C-type. Nobody makes them for Lightning anymore.
Yeah, it'd probably be hard to find because everything's going C nowadays. Lightning, Apple was the only one who used it. Everybody else was using Micro and went to C.
That brings me to a question. So everything is going to C. Are they going to still have the Micro available? And I still have things to use the mini USB. So I'm very torn about that.
Well, and then I thought, I wonder if you can get a USB-C to Lightning adapter and just buy a new one and then throw the Lightning adapter out when I get a new phone. That might be the better way to go, but I didn't know if they made those.
Might be worth a look. I wouldn't know because I don't use them. The Micro or the mini USBs, I think, are still around. A lot of things still tend to use them. Some of the cheaper Androids, just products around the house, certain speakers, headsets, kind of have that stuff. But that, I think, will eventually go by the wayside as well, because those Micro USB, I think that's what they're called, the one with the little knobby things on them, those tend to break off after lots of use, or at least people who are aggressive with them.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, because the Victor Reader Stream uses those little Micro USBs, and they do tend, and maybe that's why they're phasing those out. I never thought that was a good idea. Those things are hard to plug up.
Oh, they are. And I always forget which way they go. I have another thing to bring up, if it's appropriate now.
I think so. Just one last thing. Talk to Judy Spencer, and you guys can look into it. I think for her, Victor, or something. She told me about it a while ago, and I never followed up. I might have the link around here somewhere. Is it, you kind of like, as you put it, plug up the Trek or the Victor Reader, like it plugs in and it's a magnet, and then the other end is a magnet that goes to the charger. So when you charge it, you're not unplugging and plugging in the power cable. You just leave it in there, and then when you want to charge it, you just put the magnet on the cable to the magnet on the reader, and you know, you start charging. But then again, if you have to transfer data, you'd have to ask her more about that.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm familiar with that product, so I'm not into that. But anyway, Mara, what you got?
Last month, you were talking about that. Oh, and I cannot remember what the name of it is now. But it was something that came up on your phone when we were talking about, I think we were talking about recording phone calls or something. I wish I could remember the name of it. But anyway, I checked into it, and the iPhone 17e does not have that capability. Does anybody remember what that was called?
Yes, Hold on Assist, and I believe it does have that capability, but you have to look for it. So if somebody puts you on hold and you don't want to listen to that all-important flute music until they get back to you, you go to your keypad, you hide the keypad, and I found this by accident. You hide the keypad, and then you flick to the left, and you're going to find Hold, what is that? Hold Assist. You double tap there, and then what happens is it stops that annoying music and your phone goes silent. When they pick up, your phone will ring, and that's how that works.
Yeah, and that's not the thing, though. It came up in some kind of a display that I don't have. And I cannot remember the name of it.
But it has to do with the phone app?
Yes, I believe so. Well, and I don't know if it's specifically the phone app, but something comes up in that. And oh, dang, I wish I would have taken notes. But I did some research and found out that the 17E definitely does not have whatever that is.
Well, we've talked about this before, and I still haven't gotten a clear answer if it's worth even upgrading to a nicer phone besides the 17E. As a blind person, what advantage would we have?
That's a good question.
To me, that just depends on how old your phone is. I had the iPhone 8. I was three iOS's behind, so that's definitely a reason for me. Plus, my battery was dying, and I did not want to put a new battery into a seven-year-old phone.
Well, you needed a new phone. You just waited way, way, way too long.
No. What I mean is, do I need, should I, because if there's something that's really cool, I don't mind laying down an extra $500 or $600. Like, if it's a chip that's going to give me AI performance and so forth, and things that I really need, I don't mind laying that down. But if I'm not going to get that performance, what's the point? I'll just stick with this 17E versus 17 Pro or whatever.
I had an alert yesterday. I was calling my internet provider to change my phone plan. And of course, it went to hold. But it said, this call will be recorded, including what's on hold. So if you're using the telephone to check something out, check that out. And I understand why they probably do that, incredibly nosy as it may be. They're looking for commentary on their service. But there you go.
They're even recording you while you are on hold. How is that possible?
Well, that's what it said. It's recording me while I'm on hold. And that's what it said. So I took them at their word. Now, I was using the computer. It wasn't my phone. I just thought of that.
Oh, that's really strange. I don't know if I like that.
I don't either, but I can see why they would try and slip that in on you. And I do repeat, slip it in on you.
Well, there's always that mute button that you have on your phone that shuts off your microphone.
Same with the computer. Just turn the mic off, of course.
Yep, I agree. One of the things that I find, we were talking about phone keypads and so forth. When my wife orders a room at one of the casinos, she actually types her number in on the phone keypad for the credit card. And the guys on the other end never even see it. It just says if it's approved or not. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I don't know if anybody has heard everybody using these Meta glasses and all these AI-assisted, what do you call that, eyewear. They are now being banned in concerts, cruises, casinos, any public venue, because people are afraid that they're being recorded. So a lot of businesses are banning these Meta glasses.
But I bet you could walk around with your iPhone held up and you know, filming. It's funny. You know, for us, it's almost a necessity. And I'm glad that's a good segue, because a couple weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I can't remember, it was brought up, Apple is coming out with their own version of glasses. Not the Apple Vision, the augmented reality ones. They're going to be called the M50. I don't know much about it, except that it got pushed back from the spring to the fall of 2027 so far. So it'll have microphones, cameras, and Siri. No display on them, and not suggested. What they guessed retail price is going to be between $200 and $500, but they're going to be called the M50.
Well, this one blind gentleman was on a cruise ship, and he was using the Meta glasses to look at the display on the machine he was using to tell how much his balance was and whether or not his last ticket paid off or whatever. He wasn't recording anybody. And why would you even want to do that? So, but people are paranoid, so that's going to ruin it for a lot of blind people. Now, his good time and sense of independence and being able to do something that everybody else can do has been taken away because people are afraid they're going to be recorded. But never mind security, that eye in the sky is watching everything you do and recording it.
Well, one of the big things, like I've said to you guys before, I'm a podcast junkie, are these police cameras. And I can't remember what the name of it was. It was some three-letter acronym. But they're connected together, supposedly, and you can track where somebody's going by their license plate. So if I drive from Cook, Minnesota to Minneapolis, they can track me, right? And they're starting to get all these cams up. Well, people are starting to get worried about it. Several police officers have been busted for tracking their ex-girlfriends or wives, and that's some scary stuff. I like cameras. Don't get me wrong. I like the availability of somebody know that there's cameras around, because I don't want to be robbed. But boy, oh boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see where it comes productive, again, wrong word, but like for tracking criminals, somebody robbed a bank or somebody is murdered, you can go back and check the cameras. Okay, but you know, let's see where that car went, or you know, find it. You know, they use cameras like at gas stations. You've seen them in the movies. yours is a little bit different than what I was going to bring up. Here they're calling, they've been putting them all up in Connecticut, and a lot of people are protesting, so a lot of them are coming back down, flock cameras, so they can, they put them on like red lights on the highways all over the places, so they can, I guess for accident or crimes, this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's good, but it's another step towards Big Brother.
I was just going to say that, Hank. We had a story on the news here that a flock camera was put outside of a marijuana store. And they were not happy about that, that it was tracking who was going in there buying pot. I have a couple of real quick questions here before we go. I just thought of, I've been listening on my phone to podcasts and to audiobooks from Audible. And my question is, when I'm doing that, is it downloading those files and storing them on my phone, or am I getting them off the cloud? And once I close the app out or finish the book or podcast or whatever, is it gone, or is there somewhere I need to go to delete them so I don't? I mean, audio takes up a lot of storage space. You know, is there a place I need to go to get them out of there once I'm done with them, or how does that work?
The podcasts are not saved. I'm not sure about audiobooks, but you probably have audio. What is it? It's an app. You can go in there and see. It would be stored within the app, just like the Bard Mobile would be.
The other thing I would do, too, is I don't have that same app, but I use the app, the iPhone Apple podcast app, and I know it pretty good. I'm not inside and out, but I know the tricks of it. What you need to make sure you do, now I can't prove either or which way, but I'm pretty sure, like she says, I don't think they save on your phone unless you download them. But what I do when I'm done listening to a podcast, I say there's a more button on the screen, and usually you'll have a played or something like that, or pre. I've listened to this this program or the show, then that makes sure that it gets off your system.
Okay, I've seen that. I've seen that more button, and I've seen that. But yeah, I just wondered, like, I know I have listened to books from Bard and from Audible, and I've just never known if that's all. When you're in the process, is it downloading it and storing it somewhere on my phone, and do I need to figure out? I haven't really looked at Bard Mobile to figure out where do I go to get rid of it? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the podcast and Audible you're downloading and it's on your phone. But one way to tell is if you click on a podcast or an Audible book, usually ask your, download or whatever. If you can click on a podcast and it starts playing within a second, then it's probably just streaming it. You're not downloading it. Same with the book. Now, if you have to wait like a minute or two or 30 seconds or whatever, it's probably downloading it first so it can play it.
Well, on the Bard Mobile app, it does download the book and it is in the app. So when I finish a book, I go to the bookshelf and go to the list of books. When you come to the one that you do not want, you flick down and there'll be a delete button. You double tap that and it takes it out.
Yep, and Hanker's right about that. The iPhone app, I'm pretty sure, does it instantaneous. What's interesting is I actually get through some of my podcasts local ads. So I don't know how that's working. If that's through the Apple iPod catcher or not. The other thing you would want to check though is check in your settings underneath the app that you use. Apple has on their settings if you've listened to this podcast and you've clicked listen after 24 hours, it's deleted. I've checked that as well.
That's a good idea. Good suggestion.
Another way to check is on the podcast, whether it be native or one you downloaded, player, I mean, and Audible, if you go to the book that you've already read, and if you flick up or down, like you said, like Cheryl was saying, if you see delete or go to more info or something, if there is not a delete, and if there's a delete choice, then that's more than likely that it did download, because you would, I don't think you would delete a something that's not on your phone, if that makes sense.
Do you think the language of physiotherapy is going to change from reflexes to reflexes?
Very good, Jeff.
Certainly is something to think about.
Well, you know, we were talking about the podcast thing, and I don't even listen to the podcast. I read the text, and I don't think it actually downloads the app, because if you go at least on the iPod catcher, you can go to their page and see a link where it says, like, for example, if I want to listen to show number 45, I go to show number 45's page, and then down there it'll say something to have to do with text. That's so much faster to listen to it, and you can skip the ad.
Well, folks, I am going to say goodbye. It was a great event again, as always, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Kim, Marlene.
All right. Well, I guess it is coming up to the top of the hour. I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for coming. This was really a great group session today, and we will plan on doing this in 2 weeks from today. So thank you all for coming.